chapter 16 at verse number 8. When you find that, say amen. Two people are there. First Chronicles 16, verse number 8 says, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to read it one more time. "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." Hallelujah. You can be seated again tonight. Hallelujah. I guess really the very first Thanksgiving was done for that purpose. It was to make known his deeds among all the people at the first part of America. Now here's a little bit of history about Thanksgiving. Like I said, we've shared this before, but Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day, it's a holiday celebrated in the United States on the fourth Thursday in November. It has officially been the annual tradition since 1863, when during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th. As a federal and popular holiday in the U.S., Thanksgiving is one of the major holidays of the year, together with Christmas and New Year. Thanksgiving is a part of the broader holiday season. The event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated to give thanks to God for guiding them safely to the new world. The first Thanksgiving feast lasted 3 days. Whoa. Hey, ours this year is going to last 3 days. Amen. Got something Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Providing enough food for 13 pilgrims and 90 Native Americans. The feast consisted of fish, such as cod, eel, and bass. Shellfish, such as clams, lobsters, and mussels. Wild fowl, such as ducks, geese, swans, and turkey. Venison, berries, fruit, vegetables, such as peas, pumpkin, beetroot, and possibly wild or cultivated onion. Barley and wheat, beans, dried onion, maize or corn, squash. They had a feast, didn't they? The New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings or days of prayer, thanking God for blessings such as military victory or the end of a drought. So in other words, a lot of times they would call days of Thanksgiving because of something God had done and how God had helped them. Amen. Back to our text here tonight, make known his deeds among the people. Assembly tonight, I just titled this Thanksgiving. That seems appropriate. Amen. Thanksgiving, but making known the deeds, his deeds among the people, that's exactly what the first Thanksgiving was all about. Praising God, thanking God, making it known to all those that were there of God's blessings, God's help, and God's leadership in the lives of these pilgrims and these individuals. Amen. And so I want to deal a little bit tonight with Thanksgiving and the scriptures, a lot of scriptures pertaining to Thanksgiving. I'm not going to read them all to you because Thanksgiving, the word thanksgiving is found in 29 verses. The word thanks is found in 73 verses. Give thanks in 35 verses. Thankful, 3 verses. Thankfulness, 1 verse. Thankworthy, 1 verse. Thank, 32 verses. With a total of 174 verses. So I'm not going to give you all 174 tonight, okay? But also, the word praise is found 218 times, or in 218 verses, and praise ye the Lord in 24 verses. So I'm not going to give you all those verses tonight, but I'm going to give you a few of them. So it's very evident tonight that God's Word is full of admonition and directives about praising God and giving thanks to God. This is how we make God known among the people. You see, you will find that it is linked very closely. Your testimony, your witnessing to the lost is very, very, very highly linked to your thankfulness to God. The more thankful you are to God, the better witness you are going to be, because you are always going to be acknowledging Him and thanking Him and praising Him amongst the people. Hallelujah. Because that's what's in your heart. You'll see that it's linked to joy. It's linked to peace. It's linked to all those things in the child of God, and they produce that thanksgiving, being thankful. As Brother Jason said, poor is a mindset. It's a mind frame. Hallelujah. If you're saved, you're rich. Hallelujah. And I was reminded when he was talking about that, if there's a song that it says, I'm a poor rich man, a poor, poor rich man. Hallelujah. And just the reality of being thankful for what you have. And, of course, if you're not thankful for what you have, I'll just, kind of give insight into this. It's called covetousness. Because you're always wanting something you ain't got or that somebody else has. And that's the definition of covetousness. And so we see then we want to be thankful. Thankful is grateful. It's impressed with a sense of kindness received and ready to acknowledge it. See, a lot of people receive things, but they never say thank you. And it always blesses my soul as the parents of these children. And I saw it just the other day when we were at Walmart and we were ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. And we were passing out some taffy for anyone that wanted some, And so when they would come by, we'd ask them, would you like a piece of taffy? And if they had kids, the kids would get a piece out. And almost every parent said, okay, what do you say? Thank you. Do you say thank you every time someone does something good for you? Or do you just take it for granted they should do that? See, thankfulness is part of that reality or being impressed with the sense of kindness received, which makes me ready to acknowledge that I have received something that I really didn't earn, but someone gave. And, of course, salvation. Woo, hallelujah. Thanking God for salvation. Thanking God that I'm saved. Thanking God that my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life is one of the number one catalysts for victory. Hallelujah. When you realize that it was brought to you and the price was paid for you, and you realize that you were not even looking for God, I wasn't looking for God because I believed He was. And so I wasn't looking for Him because I believed He was, and I was just deceived, thinking I had everything I needed because I knew He was. But see, it wasn't enough, and so I wasn't really thankful about it all until He became my Savior. And then thankfulness became part of my life, and that's why one of my favorite songs is Amazing Grace, because it expresses thankfulness. It expresses thankfulness for what was done for me. Hallelujah. Now, thankless is unappreciative, ungrateful, self-centered, cruel, and rude. Ungrateful is thankless, unthankful, selfish, lacking in appreciation, demanding, self-centered, unmindful, forgetful? Whoa. That falls under the ungrateful category. I don't think it's really talking about, like where you forgot where you put your car keys. That's not what it's talking about. But you forget who did something for you. You forget how you have arrived to where you're at. You forget who's to be praised for that. See, that's a forgetfulness. Heedless, careless, insensible, dissatisfied, grumbling, fault-finding, oblivious. Whoa, just oblivious to everything. What is that? That's unthankfulness. Because when you're thankful, you're not oblivious to anything because you're always thanking God for everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you will find that when you develop this in your heart and your soul and in your mind, you will find great peace. You will find great joy, and you will find great power. Hallelujah. Because you will not always be looking for the proverbial handout, but you will always be looking for somewhere to give. Somewhere to give. Because of the thanksgiving in your heart. Freely you have received, freely you give. Hallelujah. That is the principle of the kingdom of God, is taking what God has given us and freely giving it to those that are around us. And of course, it is talking about the reality of praise, thanksgiving, and providing for the needs of those who are hurting and need that help. So we see then the Bible talks a lot about being thankful and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I want to go through some verses here tonight. If you'd like a copy of this, I can print you one off. Just always wonderful to look at the scriptures and how God talks about certain topics. Psalms 50 and 14, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Now, I'm not for sure on the, you know, how this goes together, but there's a possibility that offering to God thanksgiving is paying your vow to the Most High. Hallelujah. In other words, that praise, that thanksgiving to God is a way that we respond to God for what He has done for us. Hallelujah. And it's returning unto the Lord because of what He has given unto us. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to stop here and preach on each one of these verses. It's tempting because as you read these scriptures and you begin to realize all the things in God's Word that pertain to this one scripture. Hallelujah. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. See, in other words, you want more from God? Then give God more of you. The more you are thankful and the more that you are thankful, the more you want to do for God and the more you want to exalt His name. And because of your thanksgiving, when you find yourself in trouble, He says, call on me and I'll bring you out of that and you'll glorify me more. Hallelujah. A lot of folks don't get anything from the Lord because they take it all in vain and take it all for granted. But those that will bless His name and those that will praise Him and be thankful unto Him, He will bless them even more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 67:3 says, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Psalm 92:1. And I realize you're not going to keep up with these unless you're just writing them down. I'm going to go look at them later. But Psalm 92:1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Psalm 95:2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him. Excuse me, with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalm 100. We had this on our wall in the other sanctuary at a different point in time. At both these verses, one was on one side and one was on the other side. It says, Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Psalm 113 verses 1 through 3. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed it be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. All day long, I've been with Jesus. It's a chorus we sing from time to time. That is the blessing of being a child of God. Psalm 119, there's many verses there, but here's two of them. Verse number 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Psalm 119, verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. In other words, I deem the word of God greater than riches. Hallelujah. I'm a poor, rich man. 2 Corinthians, moving to the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Praise our God. Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks, singing praise, singing melody, making melody. That's happiness. Happiness. Singing because you're happy. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. You will find, as you begin to pray, and as you begin to intercede for the needs of others, you will find yourself moving into a place of thanksgiving. And as you do that, you will find the presence of God descending. And it's in the presence of God that you find peace for the situation past what you feel or what you know. Amen. That comes from above. That's why we are to take all things to the Lord in prayer. But when we do that, we've got to go in prayer to the place where our prayer is not out of desperation. Our prayer is not out of fear. But our prayer becomes a prayer of thanksgiving. Because faith begins to lay hold and we know God is hearing our prayer. And when we start gripping that and realizing that, that's when it rolls into thanksgiving. And as it rolls into thanksgiving, that's when the presence of God comes down and we have that peace that comes from God, which is passing our thought patterns and reaches way down deep in the soul. Hallelujah. God inhabits the praise of his people Israel, is the scripture. And that means we have an understanding of the principle that God inhabits the praise of his people. Hallelujah. And that's us in this day and hour that we are living. And so that's when our prayer then becomes that praise and that thanksgiving, is then when the presence of God comes down and the peace floods our souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. That's just the awesomeness, some of the awesomeness of thanksgiving. Colossians 4 and 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Right there, if you ever wanted to know what the will of God is for your life, thanksgiving. That is the will of God for your life, for sure. There's many more. Don't misunderstand me. You can't just get by on just giving thanks all the time. But there's more to the will of God. But this is the will of God, giving thanksgiving unto the Lord. In everything, give thanks. Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, grumbling and complaining all the time. Oh, that's not what it says. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Revelation chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, this is what they were saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thanksgiving. The Bible has just expounded to us the reality of maintaining a high level of thanksgiving in our lives. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy your thanksgiving. He wants to get into our mind frame, because once again, as Brother Jason said, you know, poor is just a mind frame. But he wants to get into our mind frame and get us away from being thankful for all those things we have. Because if he can do that, then we start dwelling on things that we don't have and aren't going our way, and we move into the realm of that selfish lifestyle. But see, thanksgiving is unselfishness. It is realizing to whom the glory and the honor and the praise belongs. For whatever we have, it has come from the Father above. As a child of the King, his blessings, his benefits. Read the scripture just Sunday about not forgetting all his benefits. See, thanksgiving is always remembering those benefits. Hallelujah. And if things aren't going real good for us, we just need to stop and start having some thankful moments. Yeah, I've been there at different times. I'm sure you have too. And just things weren't going your way. It seemed like it was one thing after another thing. And it's just right on the verge of getting your goat, if you know what I mean. And you just stopped and just started counting your blessings. You just stopped and started becoming thankful that the situation wasn't worse than what it was. It's just a mind frame. Woo, hallelujah. Put it on the high side. Put it on the top side. Put it on God's side. Amen. I want to close with another poem this evening as someone's making their way back to the piano. The title of this poem is just simply, Thank You, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for hearing me when I get on my knees to pray. I thank you, Lord, every day for life as I go from day to day. I thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice when you died on the cross for me. I once walked through life being blinded, but because of you, I now can see. I thank you, Lord, for the miracles you send, your love, forgiveness, and grace. I thank you, Lord, for carrying me when I could no longer set the pace. I thank you, Lord, for lifting me, my spirit you lift so high. I thank you, Lord, when I'm feeling down, because you give me the will to try. You gave me the path to eternal life, and only you, my Lord, know when. The day I can thank you face to face, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving, thankfulness, thanking God for his provisions, his salvation, his grace, his mercy. All those wonderful benefits that we have as a child of the King. Being thankful. Let's stand to our feet again this evening Hallelujah. Let us lift our hands and let us lift our voices and let's thank the Lord. God of heaven, we rejoice in the kindness you show unto us. God, we rejoice in the grace that has been bestowed. Thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you have given us, the light that has shone brightly upon our hearts and our minds, our souls. God of heaven, Lord, your provisions, Lord God, in our personal lives, our homes, our vehicles, God, hallelujah. Lord, providing, oh God, everything for us. Oh God of heaven, I thank you, Lord God, for this house that you have provided. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for the saints that you have provided to be in this house. And I thank you, Lord God, by faith for the ones you're going to bring into this house. Oh, God of heaven, I thank you, Lord, for the greatness of your salvation, Lord, and that you are so much bigger, Lord God, than our minds can even depict you. That's why you can do exceedingly and abundantly above what we think or what we can ask. Oh, God of heaven, you are the God of miracles. Lord God, just continue to work your wonderful works, Lord, among men. And God, we will always give you the praise. We will always give you the praise and the thanksgiving for your great works, God. Your great works, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's come around the altars. Let's close with a time of prayer this evening.